Here is the Collegiate Church of Saint-Pierre. Towering over the city, this historic listed building stands proudly on the heights of Sifour-les-Plages, 210 meters above sea level. It was the dominant heart of the old village that was built around it, of which only sections of walls are left. The architectural ensemble comprises buildings from several eras. The oldest part is the Roman church, which dates back to the Middle Ages. This building, which bears witness to the former grandeur of Sifour-les-Plages, is the only one that remains from this era. In 1654, the church became a collegial or collegiate church, placed under the authority of the monks of the Abbey of Saint-Victor in Marseille. Inhabitants of the village took shelter in the church during the barbarian invasions. As the population grew, so the church needed to be enlarged. Thus, in the 17th century, the Marseillais architect Guillaume Borély added a nave in Gothic style with six chapels onto the ancient part of the church. But because of lack of space, one part was demolished to make way for the addition. The church is still much admired today thanks to its size. It was built with local stone, mainly schist, as well as pink limestone from Marseille, which was used for the columns.
Now go to the left-hand side of the old cemetery and enjoy the view. From here, you can see out to sea, the large natural harbour of Toulon, dominated by Mount Faron, the peninsula of Saint-Mandrier-sur-Mer, the Gion Peninsula, the island of Ombier, as well as the famous Calanque or inlets of Cassis. Inland, you can see Evenos, the gorges of Olioule, and Mount Combe, the highest of Toulon's mounts, and also Notre-Dame-du-May, another important architectural site of Sifour-les-Plages. You can visit the Collegiate Church of Saint-Pierre as part of the church's Festival of Voices, which takes place during the first fortnight of July. Just before you leave, take a moment to look at the fort situated alongside the church. Impossible to miss. Built in 1875 after the defeat by the Prussians, it is a very good example of modern military architecture.
Text by Sylvie Brunati Abad. Toulon, Provence, Méditerranée. With its regional and European partners. Also in cooperation with the company Audiovisit.